Guidelines released by the American College of Physicians suggest doctors routinely test all patients 13 and older for the HIV virus. That would be one way to slow a disease for which there's no vaccine. Many patients don't know they have HIV/AIDS until serious symptoms occur. Jim Bergeron directs the AIDS/HIV program for the Wisconsin Department of Health. He says early detection is still a challenge.
We would like to identify people early on so that they can get access to medical care, but we find that some 35% or so of new HIV infections that are diagnosed have already progressed to a sort of late stage AIDS.
Older patients with HIV/AIDS may also have to cope with other problems due to their progressing age. Karen Dotson, executive director of AIDS Network in Southern Wisconsin, says diabetes and high blood pressure are just a few. Other challenges of living with AIDS, she says, are the cost of medication, gas, and food. Some of that food comes from pantries, which may not be stocked as well when demand goes up across the board.
They don't have the nutritional food that our clients need. So we've had some challenges in that area, and we've been looking to see exactly what we possibly can do.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Health, there have been 289 new cases of HIV/AIDS through the third quarter of this year. No children have been born infected with the virus for the past 2 years. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.